Thanks for joining us for the Bryant Park Project. I'm Allison Stewart. So as part of this whole Rough Cuts deal, where we pilot the show right out there in public, we posted the notes of our editorial meeting this morning right on our blog. I hope you got something out of reading our rundown. And in the spirit of giving, here's a little something more. Host choice for breakout story of the day. I'm going for the conflict in Lebanon in a segment called Make Me Care. It's about a story you know you should care about, but if you're really honest, maybe you don't. Okay, so here at the NPR Mothership in D.C., it's about 4:15 local time. In Tripoli, Lebanon, it is 11:15 at night, which means it is the end of the second day of some really gruesome clashes between the Lebanese army and Fatah al-Islam. More on that group in just a minute. Now, moments ago, a wire report said a temporary ceasefire may have been reached, which was followed by another wire report moments later that said explosions could be heard. So clearly, it's a fluid situation. Here's what we do know. At least 50 people have died, including civilians. You see, the army shelling has spread to a Palestinian refugee camp where at least 30,000 people live. The army says it's just trying to hit buildings where the Fatah al-Islam militants are believed to be based. This all started on Sunday when the police raided a suspected Fatah Islam hideout in Tripoli, allegedly looking for some bank robbers. A gun battle ensues. The police called the army for help. And that's where we are now. So that's the who, what, when, and where. To get a little more on the why and why you should care, let's bring in journalist Ben Gilbert, who is in Lebanon. And Ben, first of all, help us out with the location of where all of this is happening. I know it's in the north, and unlike last summer's conflicts, and it also involves a refugee camp. So how does that factor into the intensity of what's going on, the fact that it's in the north and it involves a refugee camp?
Essentially, the Palestinian camps inside Lebanon are autonomous. They're essentially mini states within the country. There's 400,000 Palestinian refugees here, and the Lebanese army cannot go in. Essentially, people are armed there. There are tribes and groups within those camps that control the politics, that control policing the area. And so those camps, like the Lebanese army, cannot go in. And essentially, the people within the camps can't have they don't have Lebanese citizenship. They're essentially people without a country, the Palestinian refugees. So essentially, they are very much open to extremist movements or extremist elements within those camps. And because they're autonomous, they can also, people working within those camps, people moving within those camps, they can have weapons, but they can also welcome whoever they want in there. And Fatah al-Islam is one of the groups that has grown within these camps. So essentially the situation that we have now is that this group was able to be there, and the leader of it, Shakar al-Absi, was able to reside there without being sought after by the Lebanese authorities. He was able to reside there essentially without anyone touching him.
Let's talk about this group. Just so we're clear, the Fatah al-Islam group is not the Fatah that Arafat founded when we hear about talking about the Israeli and Palestinian conflict. So how is it different?
Well, essentially, this group says that they're an offshoot of Fatah, which is right, the PLO. It's Yasser Arafat's movement. We don't know a lot about this group because no one can get into this camp. Essentially, there's been a few reporters who have gotten in to talk to the leader, Mr. Absi. He's seen as Al Qaeda in Lebanon in some ways, or at least the face of Al Qaeda in Lebanon.
So, Ben, we noticed that there might not be a big appetite for this story based on the news coverage we've seen. It didn't make the front page of at least one major paper here. I'm not going to out them. Or a homepage of another online. So, Ben, while a lot of people, they know they should care as human beings because there's death and destruction. But frankly, they may not really care. So, Ben, right now, in 60 seconds, the clashes between radicals and the army in northern Lebanon, then make me care in 60. Go.
If you care about the American involvement in the Middle East, you should care about this issue. I mean, essentially, you have the Palestinian-Israeli conflict going on here because of the camps and because of the location in Lebanon and why there are these huge refugee camps here, essentially with no control by the Lebanese government over them. And you should also care because the United States has put in nearly $1 billion into reconstruction of Lebanon after the war last summer between Hezbollah and Israel. So, and also, Lebanon is seen as one of two Middle East projects that the Bush administration and that the American government has adopted, and it's seen as one of the places where we're spreading democracy in the region, where we're backing up the democratic governments in the region. And so, essentially, I mean, this brings all three of those factors together: Al-Qaeda, the American involvement in the Middle East, democracy in the Middle East, and the Palestine-Israeli conflict. And in some ways, I mean, Lebanon represents, it's kind of a focal point for all of the problems in the Middle East. And this is just one example of all three of those issues coming together. And that's why Americans should care about this issue.
All right, Ben, you did that in 67 seconds. I gave you the last seven because it was so good. All right, Ben Gilbert, safe travels to you. Please take care as you head up to northern Lebanon to cover this story. We appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Thank you very much, Allison.
So, folks, there you go. You heard the facts. You know the who, what, where, when, and a little bit of the why. Did Ben Gilbert make you care about this story? We do want to know. Go to our website at npr.org/Bryant Park and let us know. Do you care? I'm Allison Stewart. Thanks for checking in with us for the BPP, courtesy of your friends here at NPR News.